Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our guest today on Faith and Freedom is Janet Boines, the founder of Janet Boines Ministry. She has a book called Called Out and another forthcoming book, Compassion Without Compromise. That's the current working title. A very powerful story of her life as it went in and out of homosexuality and was changed through the power of Jesus Christ. Lots of incredible stories that we've already listened to this week on Faith and Freedom. We want to now focus on the so-called bathroom bills, the so-called transgender issues. And our guest today is Janet Boines. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Janet, welcome back to Faith and Freedom.
Thanks for having me, Matt and Holly.
Janet, your story is very powerful, and it really is a call to the church to be the church of Jesus Christ, to reach out. Your book really gives the working title of the upcoming book, gives that balance of compassion without compromise. And you talked about how parents need to deal with this whenever they experience this within their own families. And it has a great balance, so I encourage people to go to JanetBoinesMinistries.com. for more information and to have you come and speak at churches. But right now what we want to focus on is the so-called transgender issue, the so-called bathroom bills, the laws, the policies that essentially say gender identity is something that is in your mind only, and therefore if you're a man and you think that you are a woman, you want to identify as a woman, you ought to be treated as a woman legally. And therefore, a man should be able to use the women's restrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, et cetera, et cetera. But you have personal experience in this issue. You've dealt with a lot of people. Talk to us about what's really at stake.
First let's go to 2 Peter 3:3. It says, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They're going to ridicule us, and that's what's happening today. I want to take it back, Matt, to the Attorney General who came out just recently and says that this transgender bathroom saga is a civil rights issue. As an African-American, the race, my color, my skin, is, as you said earlier, is an immutable, unchangeable characteristic. There was segregation in our schools back then. We couldn't go on buses and restrooms and had to sit in the back of the bus. And granting special rights to minority groups who never experienced the horror of slavery, either firsthand or through family history, that's a slap in the face.
It's got to be terribly offensive to you.
It's offensive.
Well, and like you said, I mean, you were born with your skin color, as I was born with my skin color.
Which is not
I did
a
not choose that. I did not wake up one day and say, I want to identify
right.
as Caucasian, nor did you wake up and say, I want to identify as African American. You are what you are. That's how God created you.
You are what you are. But the sad thing about this, Matt, as a person, as a concerned aunt and a leader, as a woman, is that I will never, for me, for being raped, feel safe going into a restroom knowing that a strange man who is bigger and stronger than me could be in a stall next to me. The feeling of uncertainty and anxiety is escalating, especially if I am in a bathroom all by myself. I will always be looking over my shoulder when I'm alone in the bathroom. That is like a threat. I'm not saying that the transgender community is going to come out and rape someone as Bruce Jenner went into Trump Tower and said, hey, I used the bathroom, and hey, Cruz, we didn't rape anybody. That's not what I'm talking about. It is with men who will capitalize on this situation as a means to easily walk into a women's restroom and wait for the perfect opportunity to take advantage of me or our children, male or female. I think about this woman I was told by a mom just recently. She allowed her daughter to go into Walmart, 14 years old. And inside there was a man just hiding in the stall. And she was wondering what was taking her daughter so long. And here this man was raping her. He held her mouth shut. And he was raping her. Now think about this. the worry, and now we're going to allow men to go into women's bathroom and vice versa. Well, let me tell you something. It's still a man, Matt. I mean, most transgenders, let's be honest, women might have their breasts removed. Men might add breasts. But the bottom parts are still there for most of all of them, because once they reverse that, they know they can never go back.
And we're talking about
so
schools.
This is
well.
Really yeah. pathetic when you think about what happened here in Fort Worth.
You know, in Washington, D.C. recently, a security guard lost her job because she would not allow a man to go into a woman's restroom. Instead of siding with the security guard, she was terminated from her position. So, you know, whether you look like a woman, as Bruce Jenner is trying to make himself look like a woman, and then you go into a restroom, or whether you're Bruce Jenner before he went through all the hormones and surgery and so forth, and he looks exactly like a man, could have a beard, it doesn't really matter. When one of those people, no matter whether they really identify or they just want to abuse it, wants to go into a woman's restroom, you can't stop them, because even to ask the question, do you really think you're a woman? You don't really look like a woman. Oh, yeah, I think I'm a woman. You cannot stop that person. So you're right. These people, men, will use this, rapists, pedophiles, perverts, they're going to use this to enter into women's private facilities. Restrooms is one thing, but also shower rooms and locker rooms as well.
Yeah, let's talk about the schools. What's going on there in Fort Worth? I know you've been involved in that.
They have a Stand for Truth. And what the superintendent did, without discussing or debating it, or board approval or talking with parents, they are allowing transgenders to go into the women's locker room, the women's bathroom, and for women that decide to be men, they can do the same thing. When I was at the district office 2 weeks ago, we had this tall transgender looked at us as everybody's waiting to go in and sit down and talk with the superintendent, waving at us going into the girls' bathroom. That made me sick. I'm not kidding. I almost went out and threw up, because I think about what happened to me, raped twice. How much more is this going to happen to our young kids or even our adults? Men are much stronger than us women. They can hold us down and take advantage of us, and women can take advantage of little boys. However, we're seeing more men raping our young boys and our young girls. It's sad to say, but it's true.
Well, you know, one
and
of the...
So now,
Go ahead.
So now we are looking at schools with the help of the President of the United States. I don't know if this is a dictatorship to him or he's just getting brownie points before, you know, he leaves office. I didn't vote for him the first time, and I didn't vote for him the second time. Not because it was the color of his skin, because he didn't line up with my belief system, with the Word of God. So I'm really disappointed with those who voted for him because of the color of his skin. That saddens me. But this is another story in and of itself. But when we get our president to stand alongside of the gay community, never hearing our stories, never hearing our voices, not realizing that those of us who have come out of homosexuality, those of us who have these ministries, we are not only saving lives, but we're helping people transition out of something that they no longer want to be a part of. And so now we're called names, we are called, you know, haters, because we are assisting people to walk away from a life that they were never intended to go into. So now you have a small percentage of kids that want to be transgender. You can have one or two kids, and all the kids in the school have to suffer because they're going to allow one kid to debate them and influence them to allow them to go into a bathroom. How does that make any sense to you?
It makes no sense. And, you know, as someone like yourself who has been the victim twice of sexual assault rape, there's many, many others like you out there that are terrified that they will be now even greater targets when they go into these private facilities where you should have privacy and security. Now it's opened up for pedophiles and perverts and rapists and voyeurism and all other kinds of mischief. Our guest has been Janet Boines. She is the founder of Janet Boines Ministry. She said something about the president and even mainstream media, for example, that really doesn't want to have Janet Boines' viewpoint expressed, because Janet is a living, breathing example of how through the power of Jesus Christ you can change. And she left that same-sex lesbian lifestyle. And if you don't talk to them, if you don't let them speak, then you can just simply pretend that people like Janet don't exist. Well, it's not just the president and it's not just the mainstream media, it's also churches. So I want to lay out a challenge to those who are listening. All of you who are parts of members of churches, encourage your pastor, your church leaders, to bring Janet to your church for this kind of message and ministry. It's a powerful message, a powerful ministry that Janet Boynes can bring. You can go to janetboynesministry.com or visit lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.